Blog Talk Radio.
Grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, with blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, it's a family
affair. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
To you straight from my studio. I am your empress, the one here to serve you, and I'm your advisor, the one you certainly need, and your advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, to those of you who are new to this room, I'd like to say welcome, and to those of you who are old friends, come right in and sit down, and boy, do I have some news to tell you. Now, you know Omi don't beat around the bush about things, and I'm pretty straightforward, and I shoot from the hip, and that's the way I'm going to shoot from the hip today. Yesterday, we had a large amount of confusion about getting our airwaves up to the point where we could not get on the show. But nevertheless, Omi went ahead and rearranged it for today. Now, we still have those little demons that are out there intervening on the behalf of the imps and dimps and preventing things from happening. And lo and to my behold, did I discover that those so-called Christians who call themselves Christians, solidified in Christ, are at it again. Now, my guest confided in me and told me one of her mentors, which was a Christian, advised her not to come on our show because there's only but two pathways, and I quote, she says, and there's a pathway to get to God, and that's through Jesus Christ and all the others. Now, I don't know which one she thinks I am, but I was a Christian, and that's what my foundation was based on. I acknowledge all Christians. However, I have advanced up the ladder, and we do change schools of thought and advance ourselves to metaphysics things. I make no bones about it, and I apologize to no one. I am a sincere person, and I'm dedicated, and I'm not a racist. But there are many people that are out there that are racist and do not want other people to get involved with African Americans for a fear that it may taint their reputation. I have the world to know that I have dined with the finest, and I have also dialogued with the finest, black and white. I do not judge people by their denomination, whatever denomination they choose. I allow them to have it, and I invite them in as long as they respect spirit. And every one of you know out there, I always tell you, I believe in salubrious diversity and that I'm a born-again African, and the rest of it, I don't claim it because it causes confusion. Now, if we got confusion out there because Christians are thinking them to be the only one in the world, then they're sadly mistaken. And for our guests who could have came on this show and could have corrected some errors in the Christian, she lost the opportunity today, even though she displayed all of her work all over my website. People have seen it, so maybe she's already benefited from it. But nevertheless, the Christians made the decision for her. I employed her to make her own decision because no one can go and do time in hell for you, and nor can they embrace heaven for you. But nevertheless, we're going on. We got a program anyway. And you know, when small minds get together and decide they don't want something to happen, big things come out of it. Big things come out of it. And so what that you got a chance to see Elaine Jeanette Omic's work out there, and now she's exploited me and allowed her work to go out. Yes, sometimes we have to be the tailgate for other people's work, and her work might be out there. But just think about the blessing she might have had by coming in this room to talk to other people that don't look like her or don't think the same way she thinks. She might have grown an inch or two. But because of her mentor, who claims they're a mentor, but they're stagnant, stopping people from growing. Anytime you show partiality because you believe a person doesn't walk the same path you walk, wouldn't it be nice to go and interview that person or listen to that person before you prejudge them before the fact? Nevertheless, Elaine Jeanette Omic will not be on our show tonight. And it's not because of anything Blog Talk did or Omi did. We made her welcome. We made her welcome as a professional, and as a professional, we're talking about it because professionals got to be bigger than that. Professionals got to be bigger than that where they can't call you 5 minutes before the show and tell you I've been trying to call you all day, and you've been sitting here looking at the phone all day, and then tell you my mentor said she suggested I reconsider going on. Now she's made her decision, and we're fine with it. Elaine Jeanette, we are fine with it, but it's except one thing. When you thought for yourself for one moment and said, we are kindred spirit, did you really mean it? Did you really mean we're kindred spirit? And no matter where and which direction I come from, if I'm coming from the spirit, did you really mean that? That's what you have to settle with. The rest of it doesn't matter. So, ladies and gentlemen, how is everyone doing this evening? Omi's in here for the long haul, ladies and gentlemen. You know I'll do this show by myself. And we're going to talk about it. I want those phone lines to open up. Have you ever had a mentor that redirected your route and told you to do something different other than what you wanted to do? Now, that would be demonic to me because when you are manipulating people, you become a demonic spirit. Every grown-up must make their own decision. I don't care how many mentors we have. They can make suggestions, but we must ultimately make our own decision. Now, if you're out there And if you had your life planned out to do something and somebody stopped you in the middle of it and gave you a bad word of advice, call in right now, 646-478-0270. Let's go over to the throne of grace, and we're getting ready to call out these ancestors like we always do. And I'll tell you, you'd be a damn fool if you didn't acknowledge your ancestors, because they are the closest thing to God. And you will not get any closer to God. I don't care if you are a Christian and you're trying to climb up the ladder of Babel. You will not get there, because the Creator that created this earth has no concern over your affairs. That is why He's assigned you a Godhead that you must commune with. And for those Christians out there that think I'm doing something wrong, you need to read your Bible more, because you have ritualistic beliefs also. And you must understand that the God that created this universe would bring you into combustion of fire. He is so ratified, you can't even stand before Him. So don't look up to heaven like God is coming down. God is inside of you and I. Let us call on that God so that we can talk to that God and tell them what our needs are and communicate with them. Now, if you like to, if you don't mind to go over to the Talking Care Room with me today, I don't know how many Christians are following me, but I want you to. I want you to know I'm solidified in Christ, and my foundation came from Christianity, but that doesn't mean that's where I stay at. I must grow and advance myself. Jesus once was a person that was solidified in Christ. He also grew to a metaphysic realm right here where I am now. And there's nothing wrong with it. Once you get to the metaphysics realm, that's when you have the power. How many of you want the power? And if you want the power, come on in to the Care to Read room, because we got the power in this room. Because the Holy Spirit will come up over them who believe, and they will gain much power. I didn't say Jesus will come up on you. I didn't say God. I said the Holy Spirit. And this is what we're teaching on, how to call the Spirit to give us power. Now, if you don't mind utilizing the power and working in the realms of the power, then you're going to have to tarry for the Spirit. And those of you Christians who claim you don't have to tarry for the Spirit, there is but only one way to call the Spirit. Now, as far as having paths to God, there are many paths to God, and don't you ever forget it. Many paths coming from the Islamic, they are one who submits. Coming from the African spiritualist, they are one who believe in the ancestors world. Coming from one of the New Thought, they are one that believe in affirmations. Coming from the Christian Science, they are one who believe in Mary Baker Eddy and her concept of mind over matter. There are many paths to get to God. And if you ask me, the Christians have got to open up and learn of those many paths. We must acknowledge all of our prophets, every one of them. No prophet is better than the next. And there are many names for Jesus. Oromola is one of them. But we still acknowledge Jesus. And we don't know which traditional faith has all of the answers. None of them do. That is why we all strive to be a better person. And in all of our ways, we are walking out our salvation. There is no one path. Jesus was a way shower. He was one of the ways to show us how to get back to God. But there were many ways to get back. Buddha taught us a way of life and a way to get to God. Buddha said he was not the answer, but he was a path into righteousness. And if we are Buddhists today in this room, we would know that there are many paths to get to God. Do not get it twisted, Christians. There is many ways to get to God. And do you not understand there is many ways to be saved? And what is saved anyway? Is it set aside? Is it sanctified? Or is it holy? Because he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, we're going to light the candle to our Father Spirit, and I say, Ashe. We're going to light the candle to my Mother Spirit, and I say, Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that it's very important that we not be racist. I teach you every day that we must all help one another to get to the promised land. I do not say only the African Americans will get there. I welcome black and white in this room. I have a sister-in-law that I have to integrate with on a day-to-day basis who is white. I mustn't look at her color, but the content of her character. If you are looking at color and culture and not the content of character, then you are practicing racism, and it's wrong before the throne of Christ. God wouldn't endorse it, nor Jesus, nor Buddha. So come off of it. Let's get real. Every culture must develop for themselves. Every tradition must develop for themselves, but you must have respect for all denominations and cultures of people. When you cannot do that, then you become a narrow-minded racist. And when you are narrow-minded, where you only want for yourself and your race, then you need to be called out. So let's stop it with this Christianity, meaning that's the only path and way to God. Because you have not grown enough in your teachings and in your studies. That means you need to go back to the Spirit to help him guide and teach you and bring you into knowing of all things. Now, I like to pour libation to my Father Spirit and Isaiah Ashe. Ashe, I like to pour a glass of water to my Mother Spirit, Isaiah Ashe. I like to pour libations to the West, and I say, Ashe. I like to pour libations to the North, and I say, Ashe. I like to pour libations to the East, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations finally to the South, and I say, Ashe. And I also pour water to the ground. Today, may this water take root in the ground, and may the foundation be fertile, and may it spring up, and may somebody come and water it and bring clarity to those who are lost in darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, there is but one Spirit, and it doesn't know color or race. And all those who say that they embrace and love God, they must embrace one Spirit. It has no path on it. And there is no direction of a prophet on it. Prophets are born out of the will of a man. We've created these prophets, and they're man-made. Anything man-made does not come from God. We must acknowledge the fact that Spirit is real, and he's moving in this room every day. I want you to get a glimpse of true Spirit and know that it has nothing to do with man-made religion. And when we let religion get in our way, we are lost, and we are traveling down the wrong path. We must be sincere about what it is we are coming here to do. And make no mistakes about it. I bite my tongue at this time and let you know that every one of us are going to have to be prejudged, and we're going to be called to stand on account of our own deeds, not what some mentor told us, not what some preacher told us, but we have to do what's right. We have to judge people individually and not as a collective whole and using general statements to judge them. We have to understand that in this lifetime we're going to bridge gaps together from all walks of life and all races and denominations. Until we learn that, none of us are going anywhere. Until we understand that this is what God has called us to do, for us to come together and find out how we can practice Spirit and see what it looks like in every race and denomination of people. It is not a time that we should be calling out the name of Jesus only. There are many names that are going to be called out in the form of a prophet. Buddha is no less of a prophet than Jesus is. And when you look at the Islamic faith and their prophet Muhammad, he is no less of a prophet than Jesus was. But when you want to teach people demonic stuff like Jesus is one and the same with God, that becomes blasphemy. So we must use our consciousness and our intelligence now to understand that people's eyes are open. At one time, the Christians could get away with saying stupid things like that, but now that their eyes are open, this is a new day and new time. You're going to have to explain yourself, because this Jesus that you talk about being one and the same with God could no more be God than I can be God alone. He may be as one drop of water is to an ocean. He may carry the deeds and the expressions of God. But we must get it clear, Christian. We are traveling down a path where our world has collapsed based on the fact and concept of Christianity. And if it was going to hold this world together, then it will be sustaining us now. So we must all take a look at our so-called man-made religion and find the article or the spectacle that is not straight and narrow, because there's something wrong in all the denominations and religion. God is not coming back for a religion or a church. He's coming back for a people. He wants our temple to be without a spot and a blemish. He does not want us influencing others to teach them racial discrimination amongst themselves when they say they're kindred spirit. When you're kindred spirit, spirit speaks across the lines of racism, and there is nothing else to be said on it. So then when someone brings us a racial statement against someone that might not look like I look or might not talk the way I do, then we have to stop them and say that because we drink from one spirit, spirit is spirit. I don't care what name you want to put on it, but in the end, the spirit will speak. And everyone will embrace the spirit, the only spirit. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm up on my soapbox, Oxford, because I am pretty well sick and tired of what has been going on in these rooms where people have been showing partiality to try to devastate other people's programs and try to put a halt to them. God is no respecter of person. What he's done for my room, he wants to do for your room, and he'll continue to do that. But when guests call me an hour or two before the show to tell me these things, I must talk about it. Because if you are not being outcasted, then you're probably going to be. Wait on it. It's going to come. Because there's someone always lurking behind trying to tear you down for no reason other than the fact that you are doing your job. Well, know this, people, I'm going to keep right on doing my job. If every one of these guests have to bail out, Omi will come and step the game up. And don't you know it, I am not partial to anyone being the big dog around here, because, see, every one of us have a part to play. And if you can't play your part today and you have to bail out, I'll step in for you and have no remorse about it. But, Christians, I want you to stop what you're doing here in these rooms. I want you to stop going to and fro, just like a demon would do, and seeking who he may devour. You must let everyone have their own opinion and stand on their own merit. You cannot choose and select for others, and you cannot define, and you cannot show partiality to other racial groups or to other denominations. You must let everyone speak their mind, irregardless if you condone it or not. And you must let everyone reveal who they really are. Over time, everyone will be able to show their true self. But if you tell me you're letting another grown-up tell you how to think about your so-called friend and kindred spirit, then something is definitely wrong. Now, we're going to have to do better than what we've been doing. Professionalism is what we want. On this show, we must demonstrate professionalism. I could have said the end of the show yesterday, she's gone, she won't be on. But out of respect and out of professionalism, I immediately came and got on the system and put her back on to show the professionalism so that she could be a part of our show the next day. But when somebody spoke a word into her ear and whispered, she immediately overturned all that faith that I had in her. yes, I am I'm a little disillusioned by what I see out here as professional. We've got to have ethics and conduct ourselves in an ethical manner. We've got to always give people a chance and be fair with people irregardless of what we think of them. And we've got to be mostly patient in our slow process of growth. And we've got to allow people to stumble and fall because we fall. But when we get up, have mercy, when we get up, we're powerful and mighty in the things of God. We've got to become powerful and mighty in the things of God. We can't let small minds, minute minds who have not traveled in the spiritual places that we've traveled, be able to influence us. We cannot do that, people. I want to thank you for going with Omi today. I want to thank you for putting up with me and my ability to hash out what went on today in this room. You needed to know. You're family, and it's a family affair. We're not hiding any things in this room. I told you, if need be, I will tell on myself. But I'm not going to suppress it and make you think, oh, she just didn't show up. No. There was a bit of partiality shown, which she allowed to speak into her life. Unfortunately, everything that she could have gotten today in the spirit, she may have bypassed it. Every opportunity to have known me a little closer and to be able to display her work. Unfortunately, it wasn't for her in this time and air. But nevertheless, I want the listening audience to know in this room we do not play partiality and we don't play the race card. When you come in here, you come in here with integrity. You come in here with respect for others, no matter what race of people they are. And if you play that card, I'm going to go the distance on you. I'm going to expose you. And that's what needed to be done today. Now, I don't know who that lady was from that Christian church. I don't care. But she's been exposed today for that little dirty deed that she did. Because if she wanted to speak to someone, she could have spoke to them after they spoke, not to tell them to be unprofessional, to decide to walk away from a commitment. When you walk away from a commitment, it's a commitment for God. And the Spirit usually calls people to this room. And if the Spirit called you to this room and you didn't follow through, you have to answer to Spirit. And I am not going to play with Spirit, and I never play with Spirit, but I do say that it is Spirit who will guide us and give us eternal things in life. But the temporal things come from the man-made materials. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for going on that tour with me. I would have been talking about art and what great artist I used to be and how I love art. Our show was going to be on talking about listening to music and creating art. And one time in my life, I was a visual artist, and during that time, I was visually painting and drawing and sculpturing and creating out of my substance. That right side of my brain is laying dormant now, unfortunately, and our guest was going to be talking about that. However, we don't want to stop there. We want those right-sided or right-brain side people to still be out there writing and drawing and painting because it's very necessary for us to develop our skills. And it is a part of clairvoyant things. It is also a part of understanding how to see and be a seer and see things that are not there. Even if it's just a vibration, we can feel that ripple and paint those ripples in the canvases. And if you are an artist, I want you to understand that artistry is a part of the gifts as well. And the gifts come without repentance. And if you have those gifts, utilize them, develop them, because they help to balance you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be balanced today in all that we do. And I want to thank you for being balanced with Omi today and being honest with me. If you're out there and if you've been involved with people that want to show you partiality or teach you about racism, you bust them out. You stop them right there and let them know that everybody must have a voice and everybody must have input. And let every man have freedom, because when you give me the ability to be free, you free yourself. But if you hinder me, you have put yourself in captivity. I want every man and woman to have access to freedom, because every man and woman must someday get to heaven. And if they get to heaven, I must help them by the way I conduct myself. But if I try to get to heaven without taking them, I in no way will get to heaven without making a way and provisions to help someone else. Help somebody get to heaven today. And don't go talking to them about Jesus is the only way. Don't go telling them that lie, because God and Jesus never told you that. Now, Jesus never even knew about Christians. If you mention the name Christians to him today, he would say, I don't know what that is. So you must always act in accordingly, and don't operate in traditions of your father, because we know the letter of the law will kill us, but spirit will give us truth, eternal life. And that's what we are seeking for today, eternal life. Yes, I've been through the method of training of the Christian way and found that I needed more, so I branched out. But does that give me the right to dismantle Christianity? No. Does that give me the right to say that it is not a part of my life? No. It will always be a part of my life because it was my foundation. But I don't have to stay there.